Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey folks, before we talk to Jody and David, let's talk about the After Party. Every Friday, Kimberly Johnson and I record a fourth podcast each week, but this one is different from the usual Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows. The Friday After Party podcast is loaded with all the politics you want, while also including uncensored, completely obscene conversations about sex, drugs, movies, television, our personal lives, all the crap we can't get away with on the free show. So please help support this podcast by subscribing to our Friday After Party for just $10 per month. And you'll also get two post-mortem shows every week included in that level of support. That's BobSeskaShow.com or just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Mr. President, Congress is considering four articles of impeachment.
Yeah. For what?
They're very serious charges, sir. First, abuse of power.
Yeah.
Second, the obstruction of justice.
Yeah, what else?
Third, the failure to cooperate with the Congress.
Yeah.
And last, bombing Cambodia, sir.
They can't impeach me for bombing Cambodia. The president can bomb anybody he likes.
That's true. Well, we'll win that one, sir, but the other three...
Hey, you know, Fred, they sell tickets.
It's wrong.
They sell tickets to an impeachment like a damn circus. Okay, so they're impeaching me. Well, fuck them.
Well, then, sir, we'll, have to deal with the possibility of removal from office, loss of pension, possibly even prison.
What I know about this country, I could rip it apart. If they want a public humiliation, that's what they'll get.
Yes, they will.
I will never resign this office. Never. What the fuck am I? What's in there?
The POWs and their families, the event.
Fire him.
Who?
Cox, Archibald Cox. Fire him.
But, sir, he works for the Attorney General. Only Richardson can fire him.
May I echo my concern here, sir? Really?
Then tell Richardson to fire him.
Well, Richardson won't do that, sir. He'll resign.
The hell he will. Fire him, too. If you have to go all the way down to the janitor of the Justice Department, fire that son of a bitch.
He's Mr. President.
Now, there's some people, and we both know them, Al, think you can go stand in the middle of the bull ring and cry, mea culpa, mea culpa, while the crowd is hissing and booing and spitting on you. A man doesn't cry. I don't cry. You don't cry. You fight.
Bob Seska! Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
The Bob Seska Show.
History repeating itself, huh? From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, January 14, 2021, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,456 of the Trump crisis. Six days until Inauguration Day. So let's bring in the Goth Ninja. Yeah. It is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from dash the dash bunker.com, also at sexyliberal.com. It is your podcasting super duper station. That's what Trump calls it. He calls it the super duper station. Sexyliberal.com. Also, David T-Rex Ferguson from the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com. Also, astralsummer.bandcamp.com is his music project. And, oh my God, we've got a debut song from Astral Summer coming up later on the show. I can't wait. That's exciting. Hi, Goth Ninjas. Hello, how are you?
Oh, God. So angry. So angry.
So, yeah, I mean, speaking of angry, speaking of a shit sandwich, our friend Buzz Burbank, his life is a bit of a shit sandwich at the moment. I'm still not at liberty to talk details, but it looks like he's going to be out of commission for at least another 10 days or so, maybe more. I'll keep you posted as much as I can. I'm just sort of waiting for the go-ahead from Buzz before I can reveal anything. My guess is he's going to want to reveal some things himself on his own terms. So, but needless to say, there is positive news coming into this Thursday show. I should tell you, moving boxes have been seen arriving at the White House. So this is all wonderful news with 6 days left to go. Moving boxes. They're unloading moving boxes.
Do they have the sage ready to burn?
They're loading up all of Donald Trump's hair care products into these huge boxes, giant pallets worth of boxes. There's like a scene in the movie JFK where after David Ferry is killed by, you know, we're led to believe that David Ferry is assassinated, but they're going around, Kevin Costner and the other characters are going around David Ferry's house, this Joe Pesci character, JFK, and they arrive on this a makeup table, and it's got the foam, like the styrofoam heads with the different wigs on them, and then just an array of makeup and weird, disgusting products. And it's just so grim and disgusting looking. It's like something out of Silence of the Lambs with Buffalo Bill's basement, right? Mm-hmm. It's just that level of grossness. And I imagine that's what they're packing up at the White House right now. I can't even imagine. It must suck to be a White House staffer, to be like a porter at the White House, who for the last 4 years have had to deal with these fucking assholes. Not only are they horrible people, but I can't even imagine cleaning up after Donald Trump. He doesn't seem like the kind of person who throws away his shit or keeps things straightened up. He just seems like someone who throws shit everywhere. I mean, we've seen the video of him with that umbrella going up the stairs to Air Force One, right. And then instead
he just drops it because he's not done with it. I mean,
fuck it. It's not my job to deal with this umbrella, so I'm just going to leave it here. Fuck you. You have to go get it. And that's, I'm sure, the way he's been handling the White House all this time. But there are still rumors floating around that he's going to leave the day before, that he's just going to leave Washington on the 19th. And it's still unclear whether other members of the Trump family will show up. It's unclear whether Ivanka is going to show up at the inauguration.
They said she's not. I think there was a...
I heard she's not.
She's Look, not.
There's only one Trump who should be welcome at the inauguration. And your name starts with M and ends with Y, and it's Barry.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the movie. We're going to come back to Ivanka here in a little bit because there's a thing in Vanity Fair about her and the fact
from the
that
Daily
she,
Mail.
She's still...
She's like, I don't want to harm my bright political prospects.
Yeah, exactly right. She's still trying to figure out how she can run for president eventually or maybe for Senate in Florida, what have you. But obviously, the big news is the fact that Donald Trump was impeached again yesterday. Like, oh shit, maybe I should talk about that first instead of the moving boxes. So one term Biff gets impeached twice during his one term.
He's literally been impeached more times than I have sat in a restaurant this year.
Yeah.
50% of the total impeachments on record.
He has, you know, David, that's a good point. He's been impeached as many times as I've worn pants since March. I swear to God, I wear short pants, right? But I don't wear long pants. I've only worn, I think, pants once in all of this time. And I don't know. That, to me, that feels like a good thing. But okay.
Well, you know, how people are, you know, applauding the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach, which was good.
Yeah.
But one of them, Tom Rice, I don't know if you knew this, he voted to impeach, but he was also one of the Republicans who voted to overturn the election results.
Oh, wow.
The New York Times has a list with how everybody voted and where
like
they
were. It's like a windsock, basically.
Yeah.
Well, he voted no to the 25th Amendment. He voted no to that. But then he voted yes for impeachment. And I just find that he's covering his ass is what he's doing.
He's showing up to work drunk. He doesn't know. He's like, press the button. I don't know. Which one? Green?
No. It's because of all those companies that were not going to give money anymore to the insurrectionists and the people that supported that in the House. We have a list of them. He was one of them. And he's like, oh, shit. I want to win again. So I suppose I should vote for impeachment. Whether I don't care that he did it probably for that reason, but I find that very, that's not being mentioned on the news, that Tom Rice from South Carolina's District 7 voted to overturn the election results, yet still voted to impeach the man.
The great forgetting is underway. Did we support that guy? I don't remember supporting that guy for 4 years. Everything's cool with me. Please vote. Please give me money. Thank you.
And the only representative that voted yes, the only Republican that voted yes to the 25th Amendment and impeachment was Adam Kinzinger.
Oh, right.
He was the only one. He was the only one that did it right both times.
These guys are colossal weasels. I mean, make no mistake about
it. Yeah, let's say, before we start lionizing Liz Cheney, let's remember
that
she's really like, this is her clearing the board for 2024. Uh-huh. She doesn't want to deal with Ivanka and she doesn't want to deal with her dad. So she's like sticking in the knife now.
Oh, absolutely.
But I mean, at the very least, I will give them a teeny tiny bit, a sliver of credit for this. They are defying these violent insurrections. I mean, they're making themselves targets. And in that respect, it is a little bit of a profile in courage. It is teeny tiny bit, because you know that their email inboxes, their fax machines, insofar as they even have fax machines anymore, their, you know, their voicemail, everything, everywhere they go, they're going to be constantly harassed and accosted by Donald Trump's red hats, thinking that these people are traitors to the MAGA agenda or whatever the fucking nonsense that they deal with.
Respect. And since her dad already has a giant skull-shaped fortress on a deserted island, Liz Cheney's not worried about that.
That's exactly right. Oh my God.
I got a cat scratching at the bedroom door. It's going to show up as interference if I don't let her in. Hang on.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, because I was looking at the New York Times, so anybody that wants to... It's in the New York Times. They have a chart. And so that's why I was... That nobody is mentioning it on television news is just mind-boggling to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the cat just stood there and looked at me when I opened the door.
The House had voted to impeach Trump, making him the only American president to be impeached twice. 10 Republicans, including the House's number 3 Republican, Liz Cheney, joined with all Democrats in a 232-197 vote to impeach Trump for willful incitement of insurrection, the gravest charge ever lodged against a sitting president for his role in a riot. In an insurrection by his supporters that left 5 dead at the Capitol and the Capitol ransacked. 197 Republicans said, you know what? Inciting insurrection, not good enough.
I mean, I understand the political calculus.
Yeah.
But do you understand the catastrophe that we very narrowly avoided?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like they were going to slaughter people.
Yeah.
They killed a cop with a, bludgeoned his head in with a fucking fire extinguisher. So at this point, like, your arguments are all invalid, Republicans.
Yeah. But my favorite thing was, hey, we haven't had an investigation and we haven't talked to witnesses. There were 435 witnesses in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are sitting in Congress. I mean, it's like, you guys, you were witnesses to this.
Well, again,
you testifying that there's nothing that happened, no big deal. You're blind, stupid. I don't know which one it is.
What the hell does it require for these guys to support impeachment? I guess what you have to do is you have to pass health care. If you pass health care, that's enough to impeach you, according to Republicans.
You have to be a Democrat, is what it is.
Well, I mean, you remember 2009 and 2010 when the Republicans were campaigning in that that first midterms during the first Obama administration. They were campaigning on impeaching Barack Obama for passing the Affordable Care Act. That's right. What they were talking about. So in order to get impeached by these Republicans, you, one, have to be a Democrat, and you, two, have to pass health care. Talk about an upside-down goddamn party, a party that is headed for the slag heap of history if Donald Trump has any control over it, because that's what's next for these guys. Is going to be an entire split within their party where they're going to have to decide which side to be on, the Trump side or the legacy Republican Party, whatever you want to call it, the remnants of the Republican Party. We can look forward to that in the coming years, is to watch this entire thing break down. Even after Trump is gone, he's going to continue to rip it to shreds. That's for sure. But again, 197 people, not good enough. So absolutely ridiculous. And I wonder if there would have been more Republicans signing on if Mitch McConnell had actually been taking this seriously, because he's decided, I mean, we're back to where we were maybe sometime late last week when he was saying that, you know, he's going to wait until January 19th to bring the impeachment trial, even though he could do it sooner.
He could do it today.
Yeah. Except Mitch McConnell is
confirm a Supreme Court justice in 6 days. You can fucking do, yeah.
Oh, of course, of course. But Mitch McConnell is a slimy rat bastard, so he's going to do whatever he can to wiggle out of doing what he needs to do. I mean, the whole thing with the Republicans right now, especially Republican leadership, for the past 4 years has been all about holding their breath, hoping they don't have to oppose this guy and his crazy fucking followers, and hoping they can get to the end without too much damage to themselves. That's what they're doing. Mitch McConnell, make no mistake, is holding on for dear life, getting whatever bounce he can get from the money flowing into the MAGA agenda, to the Red Hat cult. He's just waiting until he gets to the next president before he can finally cut bait and say, oh, yeah, I never supported him in the first place. I was just waiting for him to go. Yeah, okay, whatever, old man.
It's good to know that at least he knifes his friends as well. I mean, because he's such a horrible person, but I mean, the fact that he's like, oh, well, Trump can't give me any more judges, so fuck him, out the door.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like Emperor Palpatine or something. It's just like the sum of all villainy and evil in the universe.
Yeah, that's right. And you see it on their faces, too. You see their villainy. I mean, they couldn't make for better, like, cinematic villains. I mean, between Kellyanne Conway and Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump, for God's sake, their appearance matches their level of despotism. It is very much like Emperor Palpatine, Darth Sidious from the Star Wars movies. But one of the things that's driving me nuts from these people is all the excuse making, and I should say the super flimsy excuse making, trying to defend what went on, trying to defend Donald Trump in all of this. What they're talking about specifically, and they're honing in on corporations like Amazon, Google, Twitter, Facebook, etc., all of these groups that have decided, we're no longer going to let these people incite violent insurrection on our platforms. It's probably not a good thing for business. And so in reaction to that, the Republicans are all screaming, well, why are they trying to cancel conservative thought? I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. They're all tweeting it. Oh, my God, they're trying to cancel. They're trying to censor conservative thought. Yeah. Why do they hate the First Amendment so much? Why do they hate
stop another fucking riot from happening, you pigs?
Had a censored mask on while she was talking on national television?
She's Georgia's new pride and joy. As I like to call her, Representative My Pretty Phone.
We're talking about Bobert? Is that who we're talking about?
No, that's whiter shade of Palin.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
No, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, right.
The QAnon freak that's like planning on introducing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on the 20th.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, honey, you can't commit crimes in office before you're in office.
That's right. Well, they're just pandering. That's all that is. They just go, we're going to fluff the Red Hats as best we can, because we're going to ride that gravy train for all it's worth. We're going to ride it like a mechanical bull. That's going to be fun.
It's kind of tough, because to me, she looks kind of like the cute little pony I always wanted at my birthday parties.
You're talking about Bobert or Taylor Greene?
No, I'm talking about MGT or whatever. MJT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or MTG.
Yeah.
Yeah, my little pony. She just looks, I mean,
so great.
She was like, I voted no on impeachment. And I'm like, you need to vote yes on an oil-free moisturizer, honey, because I could strike a match on that face. I mean, she's just like, how many people voted yes on the impeachment, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
The stomping is her hoof. Is that what that is?
Yes, that's her hoof.
Okay.
Counting.
So these dinguses seem to believe that inciting an insurrection is conservative thought requiring First Amendment protections. I mean, remember, you remember like it was 1,000 years ago. Matt Gaetz.
It's like 6 weeks.
Matt Gaetz yesterday was just yelling his giant head off on the floor of the House of Representatives, talking about how they're being censored and they're losing their First Amendment protections. Republicans and conservatives are being canceled for their, oh my God, the confluence, the merging, the collision of this notion of conservative thought, which to me, conservative thought is, you know, I like low taxes. I want to cut taxes or I want small government. That's conservative thought. And no one's silencing any of that shit. But when they're talking about, you know, raising an army of thugs to overthrow the Article I powers, any fucking idiot with at least a tiny bit of gray matter in their skulls is thinking, well, yeah, that's a little too far. That's a little bit too much, except for Matt Gaetz and all these other red hats who have no concept whatsoever. But the other thing is, the other excuse, we're going through a list of excuses here. The other excuse is that, oh, well, liberals have been breaking windows and setting things on fire. It was another thing Matt Gaetz was yelling about yesterday. Well, they can set real fires and they're yelling at us for setting fires. What?
Yeah, well, we never killed any cops.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between smashing the window of a couple of Chipotle restaurants and invading the Congress with the intention of hanging the vice president. Yeah, exactly. There's no relationship whatsoever between what was happening over the summer and what happened on the 6th of January.
And I don't recall Robert De Niro, Kathy Griffin, or Madonna being the presidents of the United States. Maybe
Kathy Lee Griffin.
Right, Kathy Lee Griffin. She has a new middle name.
I heard that.
But I don't recall them being presidents of the United States. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm just forgetting.
Yeah, no.
Man, President Kathy Griffin, can you imagine?
I'm down with that.
I'm so into that. I'm like, we would all get fabulous shoes.
By the way, last night, Rick Wilson referred to her as Kathy Griffith. As a point of order, the only Griffith that I'm aware of, at least the only celebrity Griffith, is
Andy
Griffith. Everyone else is Griffin.
And then the Republicans whining about having to go through metal detectors. Is that on the list or I need to wait?
Oh, no, that's not on my list. But yeah, of course they're whining about having to go through metal detectors.
Welcome to junior high, guys. I mean, every single school kid in this country has to walk to a metal detector in the morning to go to class.
These are the same people who passed laws making sure that we have to take our pants off at the airport because one guy tried to light his underpants on fire and failed to do it. Another guy tried to light his shoes on fire on a plane, failed to do it also. And we also have to take our shoes off as a consequence of that. But, you know, having metal detectors to keep red hat insurrectionists out of Congress, you know, keep them from kidnapping the Speaker of the House and hanging her, that's a bridge too far. I mean, this is all bullshit that they, I mean, it's like they're inviting it. They don't understand what the stakes are of this thing, so they continue to invite it. Like Peter Navarro and Maria Bartiromo, Lando's co-pilot in Return of the Jedi, were just going off doing the same bullshit that Donald Trump has been doing on television this morning. Peter Navarro said the Democratic Party did violence to this country by attacking a president who I believe was legally elected on November 3rd. So he's saying that Donald Trump was legally elected on November 3rd, and the Democrats are the ones who want to do violence to this country.
Point of order question. if it was Antifa or Black Lives Matter or Biden supporters that they claim, why would we, who support Biden, go to Congress to stop the certification of the vote?
They haven't thought that far.
No, I don't know.
It's like they, you know, it's like the underwear gnomes. It's like, you
right,
know.
Right.
That's exactly right. Well, did you guys see? We'll get back to the excuses here in just a second. But did you guys see Rachel Maddow's monologue, her A block monologue the other night, where she was addressing Donald Trump directly?
Oh, God, it was harsh. She knifed him and left him in the parking lot. She was like, "You fucking idiot! What did you think was going to happen?
What did you expect to achieve by this? What was the end game in all of this? Yeah. And the answer to that question is basically the centerpiece of how fucking awful that insurrection actually was. These people had no fucking idea what they were doing. It was the the underpants gnome thing, David, is the thing that made me think of this. Is it was like, okay, let's march on the Capitol, invade the Capitol,
throw a big tantrum, and Trump is president forever.
Trump is president forever. Exactly right. That's the number three. Trump is president forever. And so how they got from let's invade Congress to Trump is president forever, there is nothing that goes in those question mark slots, right? There is no, okay, well, we hang the vice president, we murder the Speaker of the House, we stop the certification of the electoral vote until we get tired and want to go home. So that's going, suddenly Trump will be president out of that. It doesn't make any sense.
It was a toddler tantrum with weapons.
Yeah, they were totally acting out.
They literally like shit themselves and smeared it on the walls of the Capitol. Yes. I mean, it was a toddler tantrum with guns.
Yeah.
And well, zip ties.
Here's one more excuse that we're hearing now. Red Hats are saying that one of the law enforcement officers who was killed during the attack, Brian Sicknick, he was the one who was dragged outside, beaten to death with a fire extinguisher and the American flag, because they have such respect for the American flag, don't you know? Fuck you, Colin Kaepernick. They're saying he actually died because of some sort of pre-existing medical condition and not because he
called
was
called a skull
bludgeoned.
That's not broken.
Yeah.
Like a pre-existing medical condition.
It's the same excuse they're using for COVID, right? The COVID deaths are not actual real deaths because of COVID. They're deaths because of other things that are underlying. But I mean, if a Red Hat decides to stick a pair of scissors into an electric socket and the shock causes that guy to have a heart attack and die, the cause of death is still electrocution, not the heart attack, which was triggered by the surge of electricity. Doy. Here's one that'll piss you off here. Ben Shapiro tweeted this yesterday.
Oh, God.
The Ben Shapiro droid.
5'4 wonder.
Quote.
You know, he lies about his height. He says he's 5'9 and he's actually 5'4. And just to me, like the guy who says, I'm so masculine and like the epitome of, I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
he lies about his height, but
he was tweeting yesterday about the zip ties. He said, literally every regular human I know owns zip ties.
What?
So, yeah. So, well, everybody's got zip ties.
Those are his
so
friends that go to another school.
Yeah.
And by the way, the thing that what those people were carrying weren't zip ties. They were flex cuffs.
Yes. Yeah, which are specifically designed to restrain human beings, right?
Exactly. Those are flex cuffs. They weren't zip ties. So,
that's right.
People need to stop saying that. So it's great, Ben. You've got friends that have zip ties. Do they have flex cuffs?
He was like, I would normally make a joke, but let me just explain to you, Ben. There's a difference between flex cuffs, which are used to keep hostages, and the zip ties your wife uses to tie you to a chair while she has sex with other men.
This is the guy who's at the center of the intellectual dark web. I just want to remind you of that.
The intellectual dork web.
Exactly. So those are several of the excuses that Republicans are throwing out there. And we better get used to that, because we hear a lot of this shit moving forward, especially as Donald Trump is held accountable for everything. And this impeachment, I think, was the first taste of what we're going to see in the not too distant future. I think we're going to see all kinds of investigations up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Every location where Donald Trump has operated, they are going to bring some form of charges against him. We already have things started up in New York State with Letitia James and investigating the Trump Organization. So we can count on there being a lot more like that. Thank God. Oh,
did you see the guy that was a network administrator who was like, hey, champ, did you commit treason on Wednesday? It's brilliant, because he explains how this Capitol, because so much of it is underground, has its own independent cellular network.
Yeah.
And everybody with a live cell phone that walked into the building got logged.
Yeah.
And so they have like extensive records of every single person who carried a phone into the Capitol that day. And that was the other thing, is these fucking riders with their selfie sticks filming themselves, live streaming themselves. It's just –
Yeah.
It's like that videotaping this crime spree was the best idea we ever had.
It's, yeah, you know? Again, it's like the dumb criminals that we used to talk about on morning radio. You know, the kicker stories about the dumb crooks. You know, the guy who went in to rob a bank and he put the ransom note on the back of one of his own checks so his name is on it.
Right, yeah.
It's that kind of dumb shit move, right? And this is another case where, like, for example, the FBI has arrested Jenny Cudd for rioting at the Capitol. She posted about it on her Facebook page, bragging that, quote unquote, we tore down the doors to Nancy Pelosi's office. That is some dumb fuckery right there. I mean, seriously. Yeah, you don't go around bragging about the crime you just committed on a social media platform that everyone can see, including the FBI, you fucking idiots. Okay.
I'm sorry, I just...
I know.
Bless
I know.
Their little turdy hearts. I mean, just...
I know. Oh, they try so hard, though, don't they? I mean, you gotta give them, like, at least maybe a C- for trying really, really hard. Just really struggle. Okay, well, just...
I mean, it's this whole Norman Vincent Peale thing. I think they honestly believe if they just wish hard enough...
Yeah.
Joe Biden won't be president.
Well, that's the centerpiece. I mean, we haven't really come to terms fully with... how much Norman Vincent Peale has to do with the last 4 years of madness. Of course, it's not directly his power of positive thinking stuff. It was Donald Trump's co-opting of the power of positive thinking and turning it into toxic positivity that has given us all of this horseshit for so many years now. But just for my listeners, the Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, is now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off and free two-day shipping. The Clean Phone wand is a handheld UV sanitizer that helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. It uses the same proven sanitizing technology employed by hospitals. You can use it on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, your kids. Take it with you everywhere, and at 50% off and free two-day shipping for a limited time, it's the perfect gift for anyone who needs it. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. COVID cases are on the rise, so get the Clean Phone wand at 50% off now, and they'll take 60% off a second wand. Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show. Kiss me before you leave. Don't know when I'm gonna see you again. I've got this awful feeling.
I know this band. I know this singer. This is Astral Summer. I own T-Rex's Astral Summer with David Martin.
Outstanding. So funny, when I hear myself singing, I'm like clenching. I'm constantly like, hit the note, David. Don't go short. And I'm like, it's already recorded. Like, I don't have to, like, you know.
I know. Sometimes I'll listen back to the show after we're done recording it. I listen to it at like double speed or whatever just to zip through and make sure there are no train wrecks or anything like that. And sometimes I'll listen back to it and get the flop sweats from something I've said. And there's nothing I can do at that point. So it's like, oh, well, more flop sweats. Wah, wah. Okay, yeah. AstralSummer.bandcamp.com to buy Sad Season, this song right here. Link in the description of BobSeska.com. Also, submit your music at BobSeska.com/music. That's how you do it. It's that easy to remember, huh? Okay.
There is something cool coming. An animator is working on a lyric video of that song.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait.
And the draft I saw of it is so beautiful. It's all, I mean, it's very like, I don't know how you make the word synesthesia into an adjective. Synesthetic? Is that how you know, the,
yeah,
the blurring between, like, when you see sounds or, like, you know, the kind of hallucinogen kind of thing where,
yeah.
I mean, it, like, she made this thing that, like, looks like the song looks when I close my eyes and visualize it in my head. It's crazy.
That's
like,
great, man. Beautiful. It takes some talent to really capture a song like that and do it in a way that reflects the intention of the song itself. Okay, so speaking of hallucinogens, we've got some terrible, terrible news today. Some terrible news. The crazy Dr. Bornstein has passed away at the at the age of 73 Earth years.
Hi, everybody.
That guy. That guy's Donald Trump's wacky doctor who said he was the healthiest human being ever to walk the planet or whatever the hell that was. That was, we learned later, dictated to Dr. Bornstein by Donald Trump, who was sitting in a limo outside the doctor's office. Oh, it all went down. He actually dictated over the phone what the doctor's letter should be about his own health record. Just absolutely absurd. But who knew? I had no idea he was even sick. Yeah, I don't know. Somehow Donald Trump has this, I don't know what you would even call it, charisma, something, where he's able to convince other people to lie for him. Which I don't understand. I don't know why anyone. And we're seeing
it's this. Money. He dangles money. I mean, that's his thing. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, if you'll do this, I'll get. He's totally a transactional person.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, and Giuliani is learning the hard way.
Right. Oh, my God. This is. Oh, holy shit. That is my favorite story of the week. Donald Trump is stiffing Rudy Giuliani. It's basically. Mr. President, can you pay me for my legal services? And he hears back.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So he's not getting his legal fees. He's not getting his expenses reimbursed or anything. I mean,
this is Trump's original business model.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what he does to everyone. That's what he did to Deutsche Bank. And somehow it took a violent insurrection in Congress to convince Deutsche Bank that maybe we shouldn't be doing business with Donald Trump. Maybe we need to walk away from that guy.
They are like the number one Russian money launderer on the planet. So
is true. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and in Russia, they don't play. People get thrown out of windows or they get shot with crossbows in their sauna.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I don't understand how any of these people didn't see the writing on the wall with Donald Trump. I don't know how they didn't recognize the toxicity of this man, how awful he is especially to the people who are in his inner circle. Even those people get screwed by Donald Trump. And we all saw it. We all knew. Even for decades, going back decades, if Donald Trump was at all on your radar, you knew that Donald Trump was full of shit. Donald Trump was toxic. Donald Trump is an a-hole. Donald Trump stiffs people. He's a fucking dick of the highest order. And suddenly, like, even John Kelly was like, I had no idea. I mean, until I became chief of staff, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea he was that bad. We got a story here from Rex Tillerson, where Rex Tillerson was like, oh my God, Donald Trump turned out to be a disaster, didn't he? I had no clue. And there were a few other reports from various former Trump officials who were like, oh God, I wasn't prepared for that.
Like, what on the way in made you think he was on the level?
His hair? I don't know.
His suit? His voice, his vocabulary. I mean, it's like every single warning sign in the world.
You remember Rex Tillerson with the giant head who was the Secretary of State for a few minutes there? Well, he did a interview with foreignpolicy.com, and he said the following things about Donald Trump. He said, Trump's understanding of global events, his understanding of global history, his understanding of U.S. history was really limited. Well, that's an understatement. It's really hard to have a conversation with someone who doesn't even understand the concept for why we're talking about this. He said, I think the other challenge that I came to realize early on is there were so many people who had access to his ear who were telling him things, most of which were untrue. And then he began to listen to those voices and form a view with no basis in fact. We squandered the best opportunity we had with North Korea. It was just blown up when he took the meeting with Kim, and that was one of the last straws between him and I. With Putin, we didn't get anything done. We're nowhere with China on national security. We're in a worse place today than we were before he came in, and I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think that was possible. How fucking clueless is that? A political tourist who decided to run for president because he thought it would be good for business, had no intention of actually being president until it landed in his fucking lap. And then he is a disaster. Shocking that it turned out the way it turned out. I mean, again, it's not like he materialized from another dimension and landed right onto the escalator and then emerged and everyone's going, who's this guy?
Well, trailing, you know, actual receipt tape from his bankruptcies as he comes down the escalator. I mean, just...
We all knew. We all were aware what he was about. If this was 1991, for fuck's sake, we would know what Donald Trump is all about. And I'm sorry for all the F words today. I'm loaded with F words today.
You didn't use enough last week.
I know.
There were not nearly enough F-bombs last week, so you're going to make up for it.
I'm starting to get mail about my F-word usage. But, you know, I didn't used to do it. And then I heard those guys on Pod Save America, Jon Favreau and all those guys using the F-word all over their shows. Like, I guess it's okay now. I guess I can do it.
Can we break something down for me real quick?
Okay.
There's like a Jon Favreau that's like an Obama guy, right, who's on Pod Save America.
Yeah, he was a speechwriter.
Yeah.
And then there's a Jon Favreau that does superhero movies.
Yeah, he's a director and an actor. He was in Swingers.
Swingers.
But they're two different folks.
Yes. Yeah, they're two different guys. Yeah, two very different guys.
Is one a J-O-N and one a J-O-H-N, or is it just...
No, they're the same name, same spelling.
How did he go from the White House to being a blockbuster...
No.
He was in Swingers.
Different guys now. I'm caught up. I'm up to speed.
Did you see Swingers?
Yeah, but at that point, I still thought What's-His-Face was hot before he turned
he played What's-His-Face's best friend.
Yes.
That's that Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I sort of remember that guy, but I was mostly looking at What's-His-Face.
The politics Jon Favreau is basically Obama's Ted Sorensen. I mean, Jon Favreau co-wrote many of Obama's greatest speeches. I mean, Jon Favreau, as far as a political speechwriter, is a fucking genius. And he does a great podcast, Pod Save America. Those shows are wonderful podcasts. But the actor Jon Favreau, the actor-director Jon Favreau, he's responsible for, like, the Iron Man, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's responsible for The Mandalorian. He created that show. He's written most of those episodes.
I just thought he was just, like, super accomplished. You know,
White House aide
to Hollywood producer. He does it all.
He's writing Obama's speeches. He's producing Star Wars.
Wasn't that much of a leap, you know?
So did you see Trump's video last night? It's one of the most desperate, sad things I've ever seen him do. It was really pathetic.
Teleprompter Trump, which is always kind of a weak sister act anyway.
It's like, just, oh my God, I'm so glad it's only 6 more days of this motherfucker with his head cocking back and forth when he talks like he's condescending, like he doesn't even want to be there. He was basically pleading in this video with Senate Republicans to stick with him. I mean, that was the whole intention by saying, oh, I condemn violence and that was wrong and these people can't call themselves my supporters. But he took no responsibility for it. He didn't say that Joe Biden would be the next president. He didn't say that the election was fair and on the level. He didn't say any of that shit. So basically, if you're a red hat and you're a red hat insurrectionist in particular, you're thinking, oh, he has to say these things. And he doesn't really mean it.
He's still with us. He's still with us.
Yeah. He's Donald Trump. You take his words with a grain of salt, especially when he's reading off a teleprompter because his advisors probably made him do it or something. They'll come up with some excuse to pretend as if Donald Trump really didn't mean what he meant, what he was saying. And that's probably an accurate read. Donald Trump didn't mean any of that last night. It's not a single fucking word of it. See, God damn it. I got to stop with the F words. Okay.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the thing that I can't avoid is the fact that the past week plus, we're now 8 days since the insurrection. It now feels like those days after 9/11, doesn't it? Where you feel like there's another imminent attack on the way. They're shutting down all kinds of things, not because of COVID, not because of the pandemic, but because of right-wing terrorism. That's what we're dealing with.
You're in the D.C.
Right
metro area, too, and it's especially intense there.
Oh, yeah,
but I understand that, like, the state capitals in every state are locked down, and it's just... What kills me, so reportedly, the Republican counties around my county are all, everyone out there is convinced that there's going to be martial law, and they're all, like, getting ready to hunker down for 30 days and buying out the Walmart and everything, and I'm just like, you guys are willing to hunker down for this total fairy tale that Trump is going to stay president, but you wouldn't do it for fucking COVID.
Yeah.
Which,
I know. Yeah. Well, the National Mall in Washington, D.C., the area between the U.S. Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial, is going to be closed to the public on Inauguration Day, according to two federal officials with different agencies. And once again, they're shutting these things down not because of the pandemic, not because they're doing construction or something else is going on there, some other event.
Not because of Al-Qaeda.
Not because of some foreign hostile attack that is imminent or something like that. These are Americans who want to hang members of Congress. You know, they want to murder the incoming president. That's the concern. They have credible intelligence indicating that there are going to be more of these insurrections between the 16th and the 20th. And I doubt that whatever Donald Trump said in that video is going to stop them. The board is set. The pieces are moving, as they say in Lord of the Rings. And there's no way that they're going to say, oh, well, I guess we got to cancel. No. You think these people are just like, well, maybe it's too much trouble. Let's just stay home. Nah, that's not the way they are.
It's going to be interesting because I really think they got a false impression of the softness of their targets.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, because the president was holding the National Guard back, and, you know, some crackers are going to get some holes in them.
Yeah, right, right.
It's gonna, I mean, because that was an atypical response. And, we were all sitting there going, where's the National Guard? I mean, our military is – you're not going to be able to knock down the U.S. military with your hockey stick and your AR-15.
Oh, yeah. Last check, there were going to be – I think there's already –
15,000?
Yeah, 15,000 National Guardsmen surrounding that perimeter around the Capitol building. I mean, these guys have threatened to bring their firearms to these next series of, you know, whatever they're calling them, demonstrations or, you know, more insurrections, more sedition. And so it's possible that they could end up engaging these National Guardsmen, which case the insurrectionists are completely screwed. I can't even believe we're talking in these terms. I mean, we're basically looking at what amounts to, you know, a hot civil war. The cold civil war in this country, as of last Wednesday, got a little hotter. And whether it gets to the point where it is on fire, well, that remains to be seen. We're going to know that over these next six days. Right, right.
The U.S. fascist movement is going to, I mean, if we don't act swiftly and decisively, get these people who were giving tours of the Capitol to pre-rioters.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was reconnaissance what they were doing. They were showing them around, so they knew where to go.
The Capitol complex has been closed since the beginning of the pandemic, so there were no visitors. And these people somehow got, like, Congress members to show them around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When Trump I watched the speech he gave on the day of the attack, and it just, like, I mean, a three-year-old could have followed those instructions. I mean, he's walked down this street right in front of you to that building over there. You see it?
Yeah.
Go there.
Well, and you guys heard about the panic buttons, right?
Oh, yeah. The panic buttons were taken away. And here's the thing. I was talking about this with John Fugelsang on Sirius XM last night. So if you've heard this already, forgive me. We're going to repeat it. But there's going to be a commission. There's going to be remember the 9/11 commission? There was the Warren commission. There's going to be some sort of commission that's going to investigate all of the events of that day and the things that led up to it, the aftermath of it, the investigations and so on, the people who are guilty, the people who are responsible for aiding and abetting the insurrection. Those people are going to be held responsible too in the context of this commission. And that's when we're going to hear about members of Congress who may have been helping the insurrectionists. That's where people like Laura Boebert comes in, right? Where she was tweeting things about the location of Nancy Pelosi and so on, where she could say, I guess she could say, well, that was just to make sure everyone knew that she was safe. You know, everyone knew where she was and that she was safe. Well, no, that's horseshit. It's very clear that this gun-toting member of Congress with her Glock, she was trying to instruct the insurrectionists in terms of where to go, where to head, because, you know, she's all in with this notion that, that they can effectively and they can somehow accomplish some kind of revolution in overthrowing the current government, getting rid of Congress, maybe starting their own government. I don't know what their question mark was, but suffice to say.
It's Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, one of the things that was happening...
Can we make that the show title?
What did you... I didn't even hear what you said. What did you say?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Maybe that'll be the title. Maybe. There's been a few contenders for that. But three Democratic members of Congress have tested positive for COVID-19 after being locked down with colleagues who refused to wear masks. You know... look, it seems like all of these reactions to the insurrection, whether it's Donald Trump being removed from Twitter, corporations going after members of Congress who failed to support the peaceful transfer of power, failed to support the certification of the electoral vote in Congress. This comeuppance, this accountability has to happen. It's mandatory that this all goes down, if for no other reason, but to end this ridiculous horseshit movement that the Republican Party has become. And I don't know how else you can do it. There's no other way other than to take their toys away, as we were putting it on Tuesday's show. You got to take their toys away. They don't deserve to have their toys anymore. And it's the only way that America comes back from this. Because if it's allowed to metastasize further than it already has, we're completely screwed. I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump had won this election? Can you imagine if the Republicans that are now controlled by Trump and QAnon, do you imagine the Republican Party taking control of Congress in 2 years, or a Republican president winning in 4 years? My God. The stakes are just too goddamn high. And I'm not even talking from a political point of view. The basic nut of it, which is that fuck democracy, we're just going to do things at the point of a gun. Completely misunderstanding that in a democracy, it is supposed to be a battle of words, a battle of ideas, of arguments back and forth, debate, rational debate, and over mutually agreed upon facts. In a democracy, you do not enact change at the point of a gun. That's not how a democracy works. And the very fact that they believe they can do that is contrary to American style democracy or any democracy whatsoever. They don't understand it. You know,
and we're trying to talk sense into people who are so pigheaded that they were actual smallpox blankets in the bunker last Wednesday.
Exactly right.
Human smallpox blankets that infected their fellow legislators because they were too pigheaded to put on a mask.
I mean, how can we function? Let's say, for example, there's another more deadly pandemic in our future, and the Democrats recognize, okay, well, this is horrible, and we need to stop this next pandemic coming up. And say it causes your eyeballs to bleed, and you just start hemorrhaging randomly. The Republicans will be like, wow, this is clearly a hoax. And the Democrats, they're going to see that as being a political football, and they'll take the opposite posture without recognizing what should be a mutually agreed upon fact that we've got this next deadly pandemic and we all need to work together to solve the problem. We cannot function if half of the political debate is going, oh, that's a conspiracy theory.
They've been for the last 4 years. That's exactly what they've been doing.
But I mean, we got lucky this time. This past 4 years, we got super lucky insofar as Donald Trump was testing the fences. Donald Trump was testing the system. It's been a stress test of the American system for the last 4 years, but we've managed to escape it by the skin of our teeth. We've managed to escape it through a few successful court challenges. We've managed to escape it because Donald Trump is an idiot and his supporters are equally moronic. So we were able to sidestep the full ramifications of this. But if it keeps happening and happening and happening, and it's this constant hot potato between, okay, well, the grownups are going to take care of things. Oh, but suddenly everyone forgets about the madness that happened before the grownups took over. So we're just going to bring in the fucking crazy people again. I mean, we're talking about people who have a very short attention span in this country. American voters, notoriously. I mean, after George W. Bush, after the Great Recession and the disaster that was, you know, at the very least his second term, not to mention his first term, you know, you fast forward another 8 years and you're like, oh, yeah, let's have more of that. But let's make it even worse. Let's get someone who's never been elected to anything, knows nothing about government, knows nothing about history, knows nothing about anything. And we're going to make the host of the Celebrity Apprentice president because, bah, I don't like how things are going in this country. I'm mad. And that is not conducive to a long-lasting republic. None of that is. And so that's kind of why everything that has been going on for the past week as comeuppance for that insurrection is absolutely mandatory, and we need to support every fucking word of it. We need to support the corporations that are cutting them off and making sure that these corporations continue to cut them off and not give them any more oxygen in the terms of fundraising, in terms of giving them a platform for their disinformation and their propaganda. This needs to continue on and on and on, and if we walk away And if we let people like Lindsey Graham get their way and we say, okay, well, we're going to abandon accountability because, well, unity, we're going to do this unity thing now, right? That's only going to magnify the crisis.
I can't really contemplate unity with people who are wearing 6 million weren't enough shirts. Mm-hmm. It's just our Camp Auschwitz shirts. Yeah. It's like, we're not going to unify.
Yeah.
We're going to see you like in hell, basically. I mean,
that's right.
Well, here's the I've been reading this, and I think this is an accurate way to decide on how we're going to unify. Mm-hmm. Ask your friends that voted for Trump, do they believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected president? If they say no, we can't unify with them.
Yeah. No. Right. No. Yeah. I mean, even without that question, I think I think it's safe to assume that they're gone, that they're lost, that there's no convincing them, and they are on some other plane of existence. Applying a false collection of facts to what
they're
not
even on the plane. They've left the runway entirely.
They're not allowed on the plane.
That's exactly right. Well,
they ain't allowed on no planes right now. A lot of them are getting.
I love that story too. That's fine. I mean, they invaded Congress and suddenly they're like, well, why am I being kicked off this airplane?
Because
what
you
literally
expect? You pitched an armed tantrum and shat yourselves and smeared it on the walls. We don't want you on the plane.
What did you think?
You're a fucking biohazard.
Again, what Rachel Maddow was saying, what did you think was going to happen? That's such an important question. Okay, it's the start of a brand new year, and if you're planning on making a fresh start for yourself in 2021, here's your time to shine. You might try reading a new book, getting some exercise, even try changing up your look. Well, Plexiderm can be the key to a refreshed new look for the new year by taking years off your appearance, and it all just takes 10 minutes. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. Take up to 10 years off your appearance, again, in just 10 minutes. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices to the operator. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices at checkout. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
It's Friends and Family Day here on the show. This is
his voice is gorgeous.
This is a great Lonnie Paul. This is Jody Hamilton's husband covering Linkin Park from scratch, re-recording all of the instruments and, of course, doing the vocals here, too. This is Linkin Park's Numb by the great Lonnie Paul. Holy shit. Link in the description. Oh, man, it's so good. It's so good. Please, Jody, tell Lonnie that this kicks all kinds of ass.
Yeah, I will.
I think it is time for Astral Summer to actually do an album with a budget that I'm not recording on my laptop. Lonnie is going to have to produce it because, I mean, this just sounds so fat and big.
Yeah.
It's got that, like, muscly guitar and the tech on top of it that gives it that, like, garbage kind of feel. I love it.
I got to tell you, it kind of blew out my hearing as we were playing a segment of it here, and I started talking, and I was like, why can't I hear myself talking? It's like that sensation when you leave a rock concert and you just hear the tinnitus in your ear and nothing else. It was kind of that experience, too. Mm-hmm. But, the great Lonnie Paul right here. All right, getting back into things here as we wrap up the show today. New York City is ending all contracts with the Trump Organization. It's about fucking time.
I'm surprised they still had any.
I think they had to have their lawyers look at the contracts to see that they could sever before they even tried to do it, because you know that those are pretty solid contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they fully expect him to sue, but they also fully expect to win their lawsuits.
There's probably also a conscience clause in the contract, or there's conscience clauses,
morals clause, something
morals
like
clause.
That.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Ivanka.
Okay, well,
and
I
the
was gonna...
toilets that they didn't... Did you hear about this story?
No.
That Jared and Ivanka rented, I guess, a basement room next to where they live, and they had to put a toilet in it because that's where they wanted the Secret Service to use.
Oh, my God.
They weren't even allowed to use their toilets in their house.
Wow. These horrible, horrible people.
Rich people and their fucking toilets, man. They all had they would just want to shit in a gold pot, basically.
I mean, honestly, who the fuck? These people are there to... protect your life and you won't let them use your fucking toilet?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that completely one-ups what I was about to say about Eric and Junior, too, because I was looking at this story about cutting ties with New York City, or New York City cutting ties with the Trump Organization, and the photo they included on the Talking Points Memo article about this is a picture of Eric and Junior standing. And of course, when Trump
can't even do that, right?
They look so weird and awkward and and they're so pear-shaped looking, right? They got these teeny tiny shoulders and these big, like, childbearing hips. So consequently, that has nothing to do with it. They just don't know how to stand upright like human beings do. They just don't. It's so awkward
weird.
Looking.
Are they all wearing lifts? Is that probably what's going on? They're all tilted forward,
I think,
the front end of a centaur.
I think Eric is naturally tall. I think Eric is exceptionally tall, sort of like Baron is like super duper tall. Like Baron is like seven feet tall or something.
Genes,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Ivanka thinks she can successfully overcome her father's awfulness enough to run for office herself. According to Vanity Fair, it's so funny. Ivanka appears to understand that the insurrection situation is not ideal for her brand.
You think?
Always thinking about the brand. These vapid, shallow pieces of shit. Always going back to the centerpiece of their entire universe, which is the Trump brand. Oh, my God. And hence her furious attempts at damage control, including a decision to delete her tweet, calling the violent mob American patriots. Well, it's good that she deleted it, but you know what? We've got it preserved forever. I mean, because there are things called screen grabs, and these are going to be wheeled out in every opposition commercial if she tries to run for office. No one's going to forget that she referred to insurrectionists as American patriots.
Trump himself was like, I love you. You're very special. Please calm down and get in the car carrier. We'll take you home. I mean, just... they're the ones that are like bitching about people wanting, you know, participation trophies or whatever. And it's like, you guys are the ones who were constantly having to like wipe the drool and like, you know, biggest crybabies.
There's a great video that dropped maybe a year or two ago where Ivanka is at the G8 or something like that. And she's standing there trying to kind of worm her way into a conversation between like Angela Merkel and Theresa May. And there were some other officials standing there having a serious foreign policy conversation. And she's there, you know, like nodding in agreement as if she understands anything going on. It was like David Brent from The Office. It was like Ricky Gervais. Faze's character wandering up to Tim and Gareth to try to shoehorn himself into the fun. You know, that's what Ivanka was doing, and it was so sad and pathetic. It was literally like watching the UK version of The Office and seeing Ricky Gervais's character make an ass of himself at every fucking turn. So socially awkward. It's ridiculous. But according to the Daily Mail, Princess Purses has plans to attend Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th in an effort to save her reputation and her promising political career, which she believes is a real thing.
That reputation
that
was shot in
1989. Yeah,
girl,
no kidding.
Give it up.
The report goes on to claim that Trump told his daughter it would be, quote, an insult that she would even want to engage with the crooks who are trying to bring him down, unquote. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, poor Ivanka. You know, they just need to go away. They just need to go away for a long, long time and just...
And in nice orange suits.
Maybe they can flee to a non-extradition country and hide out there under assumed names. Maybe they should be working on those assumed names right about now. Mm-hmm. Coming up with their own fake names and their own fake identities. Maybe see that guy in Breaking Bad at the vacuum cleaner store. And they can they could end up working at a Cinnabon in Omaha, Nebraska. I would love that. Can you imagine walking into a Cinnabon in Omaha, Nebraska, and there's Donald Trump in disguise, like with a big fake mustache? Would you like a Cinnabon? Would you like extra ooze? Would you like?
I'm Slovakia Mump, and
Trump says that as a Cinnabon manager, he says, "Would you like extra ooze on that?" I don't even know where that came from. Oh my God! All right, well, lots more to talk about here on the show as we wrap up, and you know how that happens. We continue talking on the Postmortem Show on our Patreon page. So if you want to continue with this conversation, if you want to stay in the know, if you don't want to miss out, you got to go to patreon.com/BobSeskaShow or just very simply, BobSeskaShow.com. Or you can click the all caps Patreon link at BobSeska.com. And you can go subscribe for $5 a month. And for $5 a month, you get like 8 Postmortem Shows every month. 2 Postmortem Shows a week. When this music is done playing, we keep on talking about for another 15, 20 minutes or so, and we post it on the Patreon page. So all the real fun happens there, I assure you. And I actually say
it's the VIP room.
Yeah, I say the F word less often on the Postmortem Show for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's the VIP room. So if you pay $5 a month, if you support this show at $5 a month, you can be part of the VIP room. That gives you access, right? And there are lots
bottle
of people.
Service.
Yeah. Fear of missing out. You don't want to have the fear of missing out. You don't want to have FOMO. BobSeskaShow.com. Also, Jody Hamilton's at from-the-bunker.com. That is her podcast. It's called From the Bunker with my new friend, Sean Barton.
Your new best friend.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe it took me so long to follow him on Twitter, but now I'm following Sean Barton on Twitter. Okay. Legs. Hi, Legs.
Legs.
All right. You can also listen to the From the Bunker podcast on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. There's another new member of the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network that's going to be joining soon. And I think Stephanie will have that. Stephanie Miller will have that announcement on her show. That's sexyliberal.com. It is your podcasting super duper station. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening to all the shows. 5-star rating and reviews for everybody. And make sure to go buy every song, every album by Astral Summer at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. You can also listen to David's own podcast at patreon.com/theTrexReport, where you can support his endeavors there too. And you can buy the song Sad Season, a brand new song by Astral Summer that we played here on the show. Don't forget to do that. And of course, Indie Music Countdown coming up at the end of the month. Okay, that's it, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on the after party tomorrow with Kimberly Johnson. Meantime, I guess it'll be Rocky Mountain Mike on next Tuesday's show again. Everyone loves Rocky Mountain Mike, so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody.
It's the start of a brand new year, and if you plan on making a fresh start for yourself in 2021, this is your time to shine. You might try reading a new book, getting more exercise, or even try changing up your look. Plexiderm can be the key to a refreshed and new look for the year by taking years off your appearance, and it all takes just 10 minutes. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. The results are going to last for hours, so you can take the next steps to reaching your resolutions, confident that you'll look your best the whole damn time. You can try a 6 application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES. This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplx.com/voices or just call 1-800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES at checkout. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.